Bringing you your coffee is my favourite part of the day. I bring a tray, ladle, mug, saucer, cream and sugar. I knock on your door once, then let myself in. You're working or reading the paper, and I put the tray down on your desk. And then I sit down on the floor, at your feet, legs tucked to the side. I put my head on your knee. I like looking up at you like that, watching you drink your coffee. Usually you ignore me, but sometimes you might glance down, smile. I love that. I always smile so wide when you look down at me like that. When you're nearly done with your coffee, you open your legs just a little, just slightly wider. That's my first cue. Now I may touch you a little more. I sit up on my knees, move beneath you, put one hand on each of your thighs. And while you finish up the last few sips, I run my fingers up and down your thighs, gentle, teasing, loving. I love the anticipation in that moment. You're taking your time, but I'm impatient. I want to touch you more. And finally, the coffee is gone and you sit forward in the chair, just a little. It's my second cue. Now, finally, I may reach up, undo your belt, and lower your pants. Still, I force myself to be slow. I run my fingers along your thighs again, feeling skin this time. I follow the path they make with my lips. When I reach the top, your cock is there to greet me. I nuzzle you, exploring with my nose, pushing your cock across my face. My hands are resting on either side, thumbs in that groove where your legs meet your hips. I bring them up to hold your cock. As I bring my nose, my lips lower to explore your balls. You're growing in my hands now. Now the conversation begins. You likely haven't said a word to me yet. You don't need to. Your cock speaks for you. I raise my head to your cock again, and I listen with my lips and my tongue. Maybe you're feeling relaxed and indulgent. Your cock is attentive, responsive, persuadable. I lick you, slowly, savouring. I take your head gently in my mouth, swirl my tongue, cataloguing your textures, your firmness. We play together, exploring your need. I swallow you down deep, then slowly ease back to see how else you can need me. I stroke you with my hands while my lips tease your head, or I swallow you again while my fingers cup your balls, gently calibrating their dance to make you need. Maybe you're frustrated, stressed. Your cock is angry and pulsing. I suck you fast and hard and deep until you grab me by the back of the head, slam me down on your cock. I'm wet and messy and just what you need. You use me and I oblige. Your fingers urgent in my hair, my tongue unrelenting on your cock. Maybe you're reluctant, not quite in the mood. Your cock stubbornly semi-erect. That's okay, I can wait. And I can tease, licking your balls and slowly, deliberately, working your cock in my hand, coaxing you to full size. And when you're ready for more, I grip you hard at the base, tugging and pulling while my mouth eagerly works your head. I solicit your orgasm, begging with lips and fingers and tongue. I read your cock, read your need, and give you whatever you need. Your cock tells me how to use my tongue, how to take you in my hands, whether you need to be gripped or pumped or sucked, how much to lick and where, whether you need a tight, wet hole you can fuck with abandon or a soft and gentle touch, massaging and soothing until you're fit to burst. And when you are ready to burst, your body tells me how. You pulse and throb, or ache, or strain. Maybe you need to thrust deep and shoot straight down my throat. You're rigid and insisting, making your presence known as you erupt. Maybe you need to come in my mouth, your head resting against my tongue while my hand pumps the shaft. I flick my tongue and you fill me, flood me. I taste you as you spill out over my lips, glossing them, dribbling down my chin. Maybe I've teased and coaxed you so long you hardly need any touch or pressure at all. I can just lay your cock on my face and lap lightly at your balls, glide the nails of one hand over your inner thigh, run a slick thumb over your head, and then you're coming, covering my face, your warm cum sliding down my cheeks, even as another rope spills onto my forehead. I brush your cock across my face, painting myself until there's an even glaze, your lust painted on my face like a picture. Or maybe I sit back on my heels and jerk you off hard and fast until you come all over me, drenching my face and chest and neck, falling into my lap and all over my legs, and I'll have to go change before I resume my day. You do like to make a mess of me, and I like it too. I love watching you as you come. That's why I prefer when you come on me. It's easier to watch you with my head further back. I like to watch your cock, but even more, I like to watch your face. You're full of lust and excitement. I love knowing I caused that. I love how we look at each other with the same need, the same ache, and the same affection. I don't think you realize how much it shows. The loving affection on your face as you come all over mine. That's why fetching coffee is my favourite task of the day. Sometimes you send me off with a pat on the rump, but sometimes you let me stay a while, my chin on your knee, silently adoring you.